This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Tuesday, and we're opening with something I can't even believe we have to open with, but here we sit. Look, I thought the Myles Garrett thing was pretty straightforward. Thought it was like pizza. Myles Garrett good, pizza good. I like Myles Garrett. I like pizza. Just didn't seem to be a big deal, but much like barnacles at the bottom of a boat or annoying fungi in your backyard, you do get a piece of the fan base that I guess doesn't want Myles Garrett. Kenny Cott assaulted the show sheet. Kenny also screens calls for the midday show, and Kenny was, well, fun word, gobsmacked at the phone calls he was screening about people who don't want Myles Garrett, don't need Myles Garrett, or use the ever annoying phrase, let Brad cook. I can't believe we're here. I want to give you a chance to tell me you lied to me, and I can move on to things that to me are much more interesting. But I'll play the Albert Breer stuff after I talk to Kenny, Rico. But what, before I go to Kenny, what, why am I here? What is this?
You're here because the people want to hear what you have to say. Mike,
here's my message.
It's the other side of the coin. Not everybody feels like you need Myles Garrett. There are people who believe, you know what? We have all the pieces in place. We were just, you know, injuries away. This goes back to the stages of grief. You're still in that whole bargaining stage. If we just had all of our pieces and nobody got injured, we would have been okay. We would be playing and we'd be beating the Chiefs.
Well, that's a great opinion. Unfortunately, season's over. So now, how do we get better? He's a Hall of Fame player. Six-time All-Pro.
It's a no. Here's how you know
people are stupid. The fact that I'm sitting here and have to have this conversation.
I was going to say, here's how you know that it's a big deal. When pretty much every city, not named Cleveland, is trying to come up with some type of a package in order to get this man.
And more specifically, every Super Bowl caliber team, you have people saying, easy move, you make the phone call. Yeah. Whether it's Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, whether it's every NFC contender. Albert Breer, before we get to Kenny, said Lions are the number one destination. Take a listen to what Albert Breer, why he believes that. David, it's Albert Breer, and I agree with him. Whoever you draft as your first-round pick won't start for this team. You got a couple extra picks from the Aaron Glenn hiring process, a couple of thirds. Well, what are we doing here? Kenny, you screen the calls. You've ruined the start of the show, so I want to start the show with you.
I'd like to start out by apologizing for ruining the nature of the show, this goodly show. But I wish I could tell you that all this is a lie and that these people, that some certain sects of this fan base weren't calling in and saying these things. But they are. There's the Let Brad Cook crowd, which I know you don't like to hear, but that's a very real part of this fan base.
Because it's dumb.
It's dumb.
It's like adults who believe in Santa Claus. It's dumb.
I agree. And then there's also this is the bigger narrative that comes. Is when Hutch comes back, when the defense gets healthy, we won 15 games with a banged up defense. So we can win 15 games when they get healthy because they're going to be better. Mm-hmm. One problem. You lost both coordinators. And by the way, who's to say that this defense is going to be immediately healthy? David had a good point the other day when he said this is not like Madden, when your defense, when players get healthy, it's not just a snap of the finger. Oh, we're 100% now. We're back to running order. It doesn't work like that.
Also, everything you said can be true, but here's a news alert. None of that has anything to do with acquiring a first ballot Hall of Famer in his prime.
But
with
the point,
2 years left on his deal.
The point that they would make, not me, them would make, is they say, why waste draft capital when you can be a 15-win team?
Can I ask how it's a waste for the dumb people in the crowd? How is it a waste to acquire? There are two comps for Myles Garrett in my lifetime, Reggie White and prime Michael Strahan. Maybe J.J. Watt, okay?
Yeah, scoffing at this.
How is it a waste?
Scoffing at this makes no sense to me.
It is not me. But it's a waste because you believe that every year Holmes is going to go out there and get 5 or 6 starters out of every draft.
Oh, you like Terry Arnold?
So,
oh, like Rakestraw?
Yeah.
Like Broderick Martin?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, got it. Like Manu? Yeah, you want me to keep going? How about Hendon Hooker? Look, guys, it's not perfect. He's the best GM in football right now, and it's not perfect. It's Myles Garrett. It is a gold jacket player, not at age 34, not at age 32, not at age 30. He's not a drunk. He's not a bad guy. Christ, he was up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He plays the piano.
Just leave opposing helmets around him.
22 tackles for loss, an average of 15 sacks a year. Pull your head out of your ass.
What you are seeing, it's the, we have all the pieces in place.
Okay.
We only got hurt because of the injuries. If we didn't have the injury factor, plus, as Kenny said,
but it
if
happened.
Hutchinson comes back, and but see, that's still a big if because you don't know how healthy he's going to be.
But that's the problem, too, is you can't guarantee no injuries. Injuries happen every single year to
leg.
Every single team.
Kenny, the fact he broke his leg, you don't know if it's going to be 100% when he comes back.
Now, how about Ollie McNeil might not be back for the start of the year? Anybody want to talk about that?
Am I wrong for saying it like this? I don't care if he comes back healthy or not.
You still go get
Myles Garrett.
Okay, you know what? F it. I stand with David Hull. I don't think any of the reasons these Nimrods are bringing up have anything to do with this. Okay, baseball. The Tigers have a really nice pitching staff. But if somehow, some way, or the Dodgers are the perfect example. What's better than more? More. I have Aiden. You know what's better than Aiden? Aiden and Myles Garrett. None of these things mean anything. I saw a trade proposal today under an article titled Myles Garrett Trade Proposals That Actually Make Sense. The Lions would give up their first and second round pick this year in Hendon Hooker. Where do I send the postage? Mm-hmm. It's not even debatable. Players like this don't get moved. They don't. And unlike Luka, there's no drinking. There's no laziness. It's not like Myles Garrett showed up to camp fat. It's not like Myles Garrett dogs it on a bad team. I just don't understand what it is in this town. Kenny, to hell with you for making us do this topic to start the show. I would like to start the show by saying, here's a ticket text for me. Go to hell.
David's got a couple of interesting ones. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start it like this.
I'll throw the number out and we can hear the ticket text. But how could you not want Myles Garrett? How? Hey, let me ask you a question there, Spank. Who's starting opposite Aiden? Who? You want to go to the free agent market? Get yourself another Davenpoop? Well, what do you want to do? You want to go draft a rookie? Maybe they could be another Rakestraw and just not play. Or, hear me out, crazy idea. Guy already enshrined in Canton at the peak of his powers. And all he wants to do is win, and all your culture's about is winning. I don't know, man. I need some time to think. You would create the most dominant pass rush duo in modern NFL history. Full stop. Think it over. It would be on par with the Super Bowl Broncos. Yeah, you're right. Let Brad cook. I cannot even believe we are on the air having to do this. Yesterday was a good show. We all wanted Myles Garrett. It was a conversation of how far do you want to go to get him. Now you got people saying a 1, a 2, and a 4, or a 1, a 2, and a player could get it done. Done. Even if I gave all of that up, never extended him, had him for 2 years. Done. Hell, tell you what, I traded all for 1 year of him. 15 sacks, 22 TFLs, and never once this year, never once would he be singled up.
You also would do it because you got a brand new defensive coordinator, and it's going to make his life so much easier that if you could put those two on the defensive line and just say, okay, guys, go get quarterback. Go meet that quarterback.
The principle of it all has been defined by Rico's team in the NFC over the last 5 years. Our four-man rush cannot be blocked by your five- or six-man protection. End. That is the system. I'm not demeaning Robert Saleh or D'Amico Ryans or Steve Wilkes or whoever they are. Now they brought Saleh back. They have a system. Do you know why they can play cover three the way they do? They don't have to go man. They don't have to bring a ton of heat. Our four is better than your five.
Mike, yeah, how do you think the Eagles had their resurgence? You know what? We're just going to come after you with our defensive line and say, who are you going to double? Who are you going to stop? Now, theirs comes from the interior, but same principle. You can't stop both of these guys. You got to pick your poison. I'm with you.
I know you are. I'm not mad at you. David, go ahead. Kenny said, yeah, take a text. I'll listen.
I just think that.
I don't get it.
For some people, it's almost that Detroit versus everybody. We don't need anybody else to come in here.
Yeah, newsflash. Newsflash. You do.
We cut our own grass.
It's kind of how we went from being one of the most powerful cities in America to not in the top five. Yeah, we do need some help, okay?
Guys, let's see how Brad cooks in the draft and free agency before making any moves. Plus, the defense will look different with a new coordinator. That's from Jim C.
Yep, your brain is cooked. You know what you are? You're Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal.
Wow.
You're eating your own brain, Jim. What? Hey, let's do a live look at Jim C.
That was only the first text.
Here, Jim, want another bite of your brain?
We may just need to.
If you don't get the reference, it's a terrible movie. Don't waste your time with it.
But yes, he does eat his own brain at the end.
Well, he's being fed his own brain. Yes. Go ahead.
Have another piece.
Here you go again. I would rather trade up in the draft to go get one of the Michigan interior linemen. Football is a young man's sport, especially with injuries and the salary cap. Not trading the best safety in football, Brian Branch. Garrett is 29, maybe if he was 25.
Then you don't trade Brian Branch. We're not having that discussion. I gave you what today's offers look like. The Niners would deal their first and second. You would deal your one, your two, and Hendon Hooker. I you know what? Fine. Everything's fine. You're right. I forgot. When's the parade? Oh, wait. There isn't one. But that's okay, because I can lay the Lombardi trophy down next to me on my pillow. Let me just reach in your trophy case. I can't.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Yeah, this is, you know what this is? Straight up Little House on the Prairie from you people. Yeah. Let me know when you want to move to the big city. Bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah,
coordinators. Oh, my God, that's just my Brad Cook. Morons. I'm not doing this. Be curious.
Let me do my
first. Yeah. Okay. You know what, Rico? You said it best.